Even yesterday, I had a naive hope that I would be able to fix everything. That we would hold even 200 meetings but explain, reach out and convey our opinion. And that text would be deleted, and another one would appear in its place. Today I have realized this will not happen, she wrote. In its apologetic statement on Sunday, AI insisted it stood fully by the earlier report. The group appeared sensitive primarily to accusations that it was helping the Russian war effort by absolving the invaders of responsibility for firing on civilians. In our press release, we documented how in all 19 of the towns and villages we visited, we found instances where Ukrainian forces had located themselves right next to where civilians were living, thereby potentially putting them at risk from incoming Russian fire. We made this assessment based on the rules of international humanitarian law, IHL, which require all parties to a conflict to avoid locating, to the maximum extent feasible, military objectives within or near densely populated areas. The laws of war exist in part to protect civilians, and it is for this reason that Amnesty International urges governments to comply with them. This does not mean that Amnesty International holds Ukrainian forces responsible for violations committed by Russian forces, nor that the Ukrainian military is not taking adequate precautions elsewhere in the country. We must be very clear, nothing we documented Ukrainian forces doing in any way justifies Russian violations. Russia alone is responsible for the violations it has committed against Ukrainian civilians. Amnesty's work over the last 6 months and our multiple briefings and reports on Russia's violations and war crimes reflect their scale and the gravity of their impact on civilians. The New York Times, NYT, on Sunday noted that some Ukrainian civilians have complained about the presence of Ukrainian military forces near their residences, but the Ukrainian military argues it has little choice but to establish positions in towns the Russians are trying to capture. And in any event, the Russians have a well-documented willingness to bomb civilian targets whether Ukrainian troops are on site or not. UN war crimes investigator Mark Garlasco accused AI of getting the laws of war wrong when it accused Ukrainian forces of being too close to civilians and lamented AI's allegations could get even more Ukrainian civilians killed. While nothing has stopped Russia from hitting civilian areas, now they have an excuse. A respected human rights org said the targets are there. I fear they will expand their targeting of civilian areas at worst. At best they can claim a defense, Garlasco said.